This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.
And now on Money News, life and technology with Charlie Brown. Thanks to Harvey Norman's huge range of personal grooming products for men and women.
A very unusual thing has happened here with Charlie Brown, and that is that Optus has suddenly found that the cables, you know, the ones that run along your street that deliver the pay television and all that sort of stuff, there was the Telstra cable and the Optus cable. Well, as you know, you can now get your high-speed internet in off those cables. But the National Broadband Network doesn't like the Optus cables. Charlie Brown's on the line. Why don't they like them?
I think, Roscoe, what they're finding is that the cost of actually bringing those cables up to a point where they can deliver the faster NBN speeds that they want to do over time is going to be too much. And that's why they have announced just this week that they're making the decision to not use the coaxial part, which is, this is called HFC, right? So hybrid, fiber and coaxial. So they're not going to use the coaxial bit that runs from the node in the street, which links the, it's linked, there's fiber to a little node, and then they use the coaxial from there to your house. They're not going to use that bit. What they're going to do is run fiber from that node up unto the point of your house, which is at the end of your driveway, and then go from that point via copper line into your home.
Geez, I'll tell you, it's going to be interesting to see exactly what took place. There was a leaked document last year showed that the Optus high-frequency cable was not fit for purpose. Is that pretty much right?
Yeah, well, that's what basically has come out and happened. And what was a little bit embarrassing about it all is that when the document came out, it had to be the government distanced themselves from the detail in it, saying no, this technology is fine, we're going to use it and all that. But now they are basically not going to use it. So to be honest, Roscoe, if you're a customer on NBN and you're looking at this technology, I would much rather have fiber to the end of my driveway than coaxial, because the speeds that you'll be able to get are higher potentially, and the way of getting the internet is going to be more efficient using this method than the current HFC network. Because in my street, I use HFC, and when everyone's on 4K Netflix in my street,
yes,
what, I get a slower speed.
No, there's no doubt about that. I think that's absolutely right. Just a quick one before we get you going, and that is Victoria has done an amazing thing. It switched on the largest and fastest free Wi-Fi network in the country. Can you explain exactly what they've done?
Yeah, so a bunch of different towns, including Melbourne as well, so Bendigo, places like that. But mainly it's about Melbourne is going to have a free Wi-Fi network set up. You get 250 megabytes a day. Doesn't matter who you are or what you're going to be using it for, whether you want to do Facebook status upgrades or you want to use it for business, you're going to be able to use it in and around those locations free of charge. You're not even going to need to log in and have a username and password, Ross.
Have other states, Queensland, New South Wales, the ACT, got anything similar?
Different pockets are doing it based on mainly council initiative at the moment, but this is going to be a state government-based initiative. So it is good to see. It is going to be interesting to see how many people use it and what volume of traffic they develop. But look, why not? Whack it on and see if everyone gets a benefit out of it. No doubt they will.
Charlie Brown, Life and Technology, and we appreciate his time as always.
This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.